My next guest in studio is, I call him a man about town, but he says he's just an architect about town. He has been in the game of architecture, development and the general economy for many, many years here in Cairns and the far north. His name is Carlo Amerio. He is the big boss at CA Architects. Carlo, welcome to the King Review.
Thank you, Gavin.
You've always got a great finger on the pulse, Carlo. Whenever I run into you at a function or wherever, you've always got your finger on the pulse of what's happening around town. I just wanted to get, first up, your take on how you see the Cairns economy at the moment, where lots of talk about it's a little bit patchy. Some sectors, businesses are doing surprisingly well, flourishing. And obviously others, tourism, hospitality, not doing so well. But in general, what are you hearing out there in the local economy?
At the moment, I think the local economy is certainly picking up. I would refer to it as a period where it's a busy non-profit period.
Yeah. What do you mean by that?
Well, we're busy. So the type of projects that are coming in at the moment are sort of just in the early stages and are developing. And we're hoping that they'll come to fruition in the near future.
So there's a lot of feasibility studies.
Early stages of the projects, that's correct.
Well, I mean, that's good at least, like you said. What will it take to trigger some of these projects into reality?
I believe that we have to try and activate our city centre. And I think there's some projects out there, infrastructure projects, which are important to the city and could help activate it.
You have been involved in, like I said, you've been involved in the game for so long. You helped design everything from some Crystal Brook hotels to the Nova City projects that's been sitting there and so many other projects too long to name. Are there any specific projects on the horizon, be they government projects or private sector projects, that you'd like to see that you think would be that real catalyst for change for us here in Cairns?
In the Cairns region, there are certainly some projects that have been on the books for a while, and they're important to sort of liven up our city. And they're projects such as, you know, CQU University Campus, obviously, you know, the university, JCU, a university hospital, which is coming up. So you know, there's the completion of the Cairns Convention Centre obviously will be, a big attractor to activate our cities. And I'd say other projects, there are a few other projects on the horizon.
Some of which you can't talk about, I would imagine. Let's talk about the CQ Uni, because we are here in the 4CA studio looking out at the old post office site that council had hoped to build car parking on. That never happened. There's been talk for a while now about this becoming that CQ Uni presence in the CBD. Would you like to see it happen here? Is this a good spot for it?
I believe the old post office site is a good site for the CQU University. It is central to most of the activities in the in the town, and its synergies towards the Cairns Convention Centre I think is important as well.
Now, on this show, Carlo, I've been covering the topic of, I guess, the rental crisis that seems to be happening. There was more in the media this week about that, where, you know, people with families with both parents have good, stable jobs, and yet they cannot find a property to rent. They're in almost homeless, desperate situations. What do you think is needed to, I guess, trigger some of that investment and some of that development, where we haven't seen particularly apartment developments in this city for so long? We had Bailey there, I think there's some rental properties in one of the towers there at Bailey. But apart from that, we haven't seen any. It's been so long since the days of Headley and CEC building those apartment developments. Can you see that changing anytime soon, given the rental vacancy rate is so low, given the demand is there, population looks like it will continue to grow? What do we need to do to get some of those projects happening?
Well, I mean, at this stage, our rental being so low, I believe there's a huge demand for investor product, rental product, and also permanent accommodation in our city. I'm at a loss as why it hasn't started. I you know, feasibility wise, I think is the main reason. I mean, construction cost is high in this region, and basically, you know, valuations of the properties and, you know, financial institutions willing to back them is a real big issue at the moment.
And insurance, I'm hearing,
and
as
insurance,
well.
And insurance, you know, and, you know, I'm at a loss as why insurance is still so high, and government has to do and step in something about that. I mean, the BCA these days, I mean, we have to build buildings which, you know, especially new buildings, which are basically no flammable materials, fire rated, totally waterproof. We've got to sign our lives on them, you know. And you wonder what the insurance is actually covering, you know.
That's right, that's right.
So, you know, those things have to be reviewed.
All right, so generally then, taking away from that, there's some activity on the boil. We just need, I guess, a bit of a leap of faith almost to get some of those projects happening.
Yep, absolutely, yeah.
Very good. Carlo Amerio from CA Architects, great pleasure to have you on The King Review.
Thank you, Gavin.